Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Holly Van Wyk about fundraising for the Knoxville VFW Youth Activities Fund. All right, tell us a little bit about some fundraising opportunities that happened here in Knoxville.
Yes, my daughter, Ava, and her two friends, Parker and Piper, they did a lemonade stand and sold cookies. They were raising funds for the youth activities for our local VFW. They were wanting to raise money to put into the youth activities fund to help buy the supplies for the Veterans Day cards that we make. And those go out, we purchase all the supplies and make them up, and the kiddos at the elementary school at West, they make the cards and hand make them, and they're really cute. We mail them out to all the veterans that we have addresses for, and we take them around to the local places at the homestead and different places that we have addresses for veterans. Last year we handed out over 800. We mailed out or handed out 800 cards. It was really great. The veterans really love it. The ones that we've seen when we hand them out at the soup supper at the VFW, they've actually had tears come to their eyes when Ava handed them their card. So that makes all the hard work worth it. And it was a great opportunity for the littles to get involved, and it was really inspiring to see that a young kids under 6 years old were willing to donate the money and put in the effort to put it for a cause that they don't actually benefit anything from, which was really cool at that age because they're very materialistic, and if they're not getting money for it, it's kind of hard for them to see that big picture.
What did you see from a distance with these kids going out and running this and making a difference for a good cause?
It was really great to see it from my daughter and my best friend's two kids. They were willing to sit there and during a hot day at a garage sale and put up the sign, and they made the cookies and lemonade and then handed them out. And they also got addresses for people who had veterans that they knew so we can add to our list. And it was really great to see their smiles and very happy to be doing something for somebody else.
How much do you think other people should be able to contribute to this? And how much do you think that people should get involved with activities like this?
I think everybody should put in an effort, not just monetarily. The kids raised $117 and some odd change doing this, which was awesome. But it's not just about donating your money to the cause. We need the manpower, like your time, just volunteering to help us pass them out to veterans, thanking a veteran. They do so much for us, and we're hoping to teach, as my job as the youth activities chairman, I want to just teach the youth how important our veterans are, our current military members and the past, and show them that we do respect them, that we do keep talking to them, to our kiddos about it, and that they are really important in their job. Protecting our country is very much appreciated.
How well do you think this kind of gives you hope, I guess, for these kids to move forward? You know, if they're starting this at a young age, you know, that's got to feel pretty good, right?
It feels very good. Yep. I have big dreams for them. They will do great things. And teaching them at a young age to appreciate others that do something for you, even if it's not directly for you, that it is amazing to have selfless people in this world that are serving for our country and do so much for us that we don't see on a day-to-day basis, but we really do see it. It's just the big picture.
If someone wanted to help out in the future, how should they go about doing that?
Well, they can contact me or send any donations or any questions to me at hollyrvanwyk@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to answer any other questions or let them know what they can help with, what we need, anything like that. And right now I have a active Facebook fundraiser that goes directly toward the Youth Activities Fund, and there's a link attached that you can easily go in and donate any amount, $5, $2, $20, whatever. All of it helps to go toward buying all the supplies and the postage and everything necessary that we need to make all these projects possible.
Thanks to Holly Van Wyk for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.